Hey, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to Angel Answers. I'm one of your hosts tonight, Jan Drake Bakke, and today is Wednesday, December 7th, 2022. It's Wild Wednesday. Also a full moon in Gemini, just for your information. We have a star lineup of hosts tonight, which is Liz Pfister, DC Love, Peg Jones, Catherine Peoples. I believe Peg and Catherine will be coming in a little bit later. And Mary Hernandez is not on tonight, and her daughter Adriana Roman will be on with us next week. But we are full, and we have a lot going here. It's going to be a great show, and I'm just going to give you my bio, and then I'm going to pass it over to the other ladies, and they will share around the table, and then we'll be giving some messages, and I'll read poems at the end of that, and then we'll start the readings. So my bio is Jan Drake Bakke. I'm on Facebook and Twitter, and in the Sacred Embers website, where a bunch of us are, the whole group of us are in there with all our bios and all our information for what we do, our services. Please check us out. And I like to do poetry. That's one of my main things that I share, and I have them all over Facebook and Twitter, and I'm working on working with musicians with my poems. I've done other types of things with my poetry, like memorial services and weddings and things like that, but I would like to do some music stuff too. I also work on predictions. I have them on my website. If you ever want to check them out, www.wefindourway.com. I have given readings in the past. I've taken a break on that for right now. But anyway, yeah, and then animal totems are my main thing that I work with when I do readings. That's the first thing I see, and they come in to give messages to us. So that is pretty much about me, and I'm just going to pass it over to Liz Pfister.
Thanks, Jan.
You're welcome.
I'm Liz Pfister. I'm an intuitive and a spiritual guiding light. I own a holistic center in upstate New York, and I'm a healer, a teacher, and a practitioner of spiritual and metaphysical life. I just know how much my life has improved since, walking this path and doing these things, that I just want everyone else to know how wonderful it can be and feel. So I do a lot with meditation and stressing the importance of it, and also just exploring spiritual things, topics of all kinds, with anyone that's eager to learn. So, every Tuesday night on my Facebook page, which is River Maven 77, I live stream my crystal singing bowl meditation at 7 p.m. and it is available for replay too. There's every week since March of 2020 up there. I'm going to introduce the other ladies that are not with us this evening so that we know about them. Catherine Peoples is one of our newer members here, and she's a medium and a spiritual shamanic life coach and a Reiki practitioner. We've enjoyed having Catherine with us. And then we have Peg Jones, and she's an angelic life coach and energy healer with Reiki and IET and quantum healing. She also is trained as a sound healer using tuning forks. She's a channeler of the angels, ascended masters, and she's a card reader. She also uses light language to share as a healing modality. Peg is the author of a book, actually, Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year. And you can find that on Amazon. And I love books like this. I've actually been using two of them where she has a passage for each day of the year. It's very cool. Nice way to start your day. And then we have Mary's daughter, Adriana Roman, and she is the creator of My Lotus Bloom. She's a Reiki master teacher and a fourth generation intuitive. She creates spiritual oils and baths, mixes, and also creates Reiki healing energy bracelets. And you can book appointments with her at mylotusbloom.com. And I know she recently has some cool shirts and things they're selling, sweatshirts and stuff. It's pretty cool. And I forgot to introduce Mary. Mary Hernandez, one of our original angels, is an angel intuitive, a Reiki master, an ordained minister, a numerologist, tarot and oracle card reader. And you can find Mary at her website. She has these beautiful healing candles that she has available on there. And you can do readings with her. And her website is www.theangelwithin.com. And the is T-H-E-E. Or via email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And, of course, you can find all of us on the Sacred Embers webpage, which is probably the easiest way to go. So I brought my bowl, which is everyone's favorite part. So if everyone wants to take a nice big deep breath in through their nose, filling up your chest and your belly full of air, and then letting it out nice and slow through your mouth like you blow through a straw. So you're completely deflated. And take another deep breath in through your nose and let it out. And kind of quiet your mind for a second. Maybe close your eyes. On your next deep breath in, focusing on your heart space there, that heart center. And take your deep breath in and go ahead and let it out. And just focus it on that heart center and listen to the sound.
Wow, that was so powerful.
Wow.
Absolutely beautiful.
That's just thing.
That was totally amazing, my goodness.
And it just goes for so long. You can hear it go for a
long
time. I love that. It was neat.
Yeah, that is so beautiful. It's very powerful.
I just
and
feel
everyone,
awesome.
This is Peace and Love. I just want to say hello and I'll tell you a little bit about me. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, as is Jan Drake Bakke. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine soul healer, an empath, an animal communicator, an ordained minister, and there are a couple other things. But the cool part, you know, for me is how I acquired, you know, all of the information and all of the techniques that I use. A lot of this was acquired when I would fall asleep, and during the night I would travel to heaven, and I'd attend schools of higher learning, and I would bring back knowledge. It was so powerful. I would use it to help myself, and then, of course, I would use it to help others. I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. It took me quite a while. She was bugging me to add her name to my guides, and I finally did. But this was after she threatened me while she was in a coma. It's a crazy story, but I did come to realize that Joan is really divine, and she really helps me, you know, to connect with people with this ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source. And I just feel so blessed to have her, too, with my team. And she comes in a lot of the times with Ginger. And Ginger connected a little while with me, and she's saying, Mom, you know, you haven't talked about love in a while. I'm sure there are, you know, are so many out there that are wanting to receive that knock my socks off kind of love. So I said, okay, Ginger, we're going to about that. So I hope there are some of you out there that are ready for that knock my socks off kind of love. So I connected with the angels, and what they said is they're here, you know, those beautiful angels of love, to help you all, you know, who are looking to call in your soulmate. And They're saying you don't need a dating service. Just visualize him or her as if they are already there with you. But you've got to make sure, you've got to be clear about what you're wanting. You have to make sure that your heart is open to love. And you've got to love yourself first, because being in love starts with you. You've got to fall in love with you. You've got to do nice things for you the way you would do for others. Buy yourself those flowers. Treat yourself to something nice. And enjoy your own company. Make a list of the qualities that you want from that special someone. And also, don't forget to mention what I call, the deal breakers. Maybe there are qualities that you experienced, in the past in a different relationship. So be specific. And, of course, be as detailed as you can. Because after all, that special someone is a special order. And if there's anything that is holding you back from love, you've got to clear it and align with your loving desires. Be authentic and don't hide parts of yourself that you feel are undesirable. Remember, we are all perfectly imperfect, and your special someone is as well. Don't forget, as well, we have Archangel Raphael. He's stepping forward, and he's saying, I am your beloved, and I can help you find Mr. or Miss Wright, as well as helping you to heal your heart from past love experiences that you may be holding on to, and to help you to open up to future love. Next, we have Archangel Shamuel, and this beautiful archangel is known to help with peaceful relationships. So Shamuel is standing next to Raphael to help those that are seeking love. And Shamuel will help you to find peace within yourself as well, and then you're able to see it in others. We have Archangel Michael. He, too, is stepping forward to help you to have that healthy relationship, that you're wanting. Alongside Archangel Michael, we have Archangel Raguel that will help bring in harmony and communication, because keeping an open light of communication is truly key. And Mother Mary is with us to help you to see the divine perfection within yourself. As well, she will help you to fall in love with yourself, which, of course, is needed if you are looking for love. And Jesus is here as well to help you find that special someone. You've got to remember, you weren't created to be alone. We are all created to give and receive love. Is this, in fact, your season of love? Allow your heart to reawaken and claim the love that you desire. Love is your birthright. And here's a little soulmate prayer that I found. Dear God, loving essence of all there is, please fill me with your sacred presence. I ask your love and guidance and for your blessings as I explore the deepest reaches of my heart. I ask for assistance in releasing that which stands in the way of true love. My heart is pure. My intention's clear. Please bring me my most perfect partner. I seek a partner who enhances me by his or her very being, who brings more love, joy, peace, and prosperity to my life, who I can love fully and who can fully receive my love, who loves, honors, and cherishes me completely and always. May my heart be open and my head be clear. May my life be ready to welcome true love. May I be embraced in a circle of your love and uplifted by your grace. And so it is. Know that your prayers have been heard and they are being answered. They truly are. Believe and get ready, because love is going to come your way. Feel the excitement of being united with that beautiful someone that you've been waiting for. And ladies, that's the message I was guided to read for this evening. I hope it's okay.
It was just really unbelievably beautiful. It really was. I just relaxed right into it. I wanted to hear more. Oh, my God.
Well, if you want to hear more, how about those special poems that you have, Jan, right? Liz, we're ready for some amazing poems.
Yes. I did want to say, DC, I wrote down one thing. In your message, you said perfectly imperfect. And last night in my opening talk during Bowls, I used the same phrase. I said, we're all perfectly imperfect.
Wow. Well, that's synchronicity.
How wild.
You know what it's?
Yep.
It's very important. There's not one of us that is perfect. We really aren't. And we all have imperfections.
Yeah.
And And sometimes they hold us back. And when we realize, you know, no one is perfect, you know, and we're just amazing the way we are, it helps to go forward. So I'm so happy that you mentioned that, Liz. That's awesome.
Yeah, I thought it was
really
so cool.
Beautiful. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Those synchronicities
are
so amazing. Okay.
They're starting already. When we get together, those synchronicities are bouncing all over the place.
Yep. I know, they do. Really. All right, then. Well, this one was about the four in Idaho for Kaylee, Maddie, Ethan, and Zana. It's just a really short poem. It's called The Four We Love and Know. The divine feminine and a divine masculine must continue to thrive amongst the snow, so wild and free, so beautiful, the four we have come to love and to know. And that was for them. They were, you know, that's been on TV a lot here. And this one goes, we help each other by our differences along with our agreements. And this is a Christmas peace poem. And it goes, some of us are Christian or Jewish or Mormon or Buddhist or Catholic. It's quite a list. Some of us are metaphysical or New Age or Unitarian or Sufi or even atheist. We don't all agree. We can take our pick joyously. And some of us are Hindu or Gnostic or Muslim or Wiccan. Some of us are missionaries or follow Premwat or Episcopalian or lightworkers. We can choose what we fit in. Merry Christmas to us all. We have spiritual freedom here. Let's try to live peacefully. Christmas peace is for everyone, all of us who are dear. And this one's called An Angel is Near. Sometimes when you feel so badly, the time is slow, but it will pass. An angel is near, so be glad. You will get through this earth class. And this is called A Shining Star. It's not about judgment. It's about empowerment. It's not about which story is correct. It's about the essence of any of the stories that hit our heart more than our intellect. It's not about how good you are. It's about how you can receive a guidance from a shining star. It's not about a perfect record. It's about having a good life and filling it with a kind word. The star sees us and can be seen. For me and you, Christmas of 2022. And this one's called They Fly. They die, then they fly. Some see them in the sky, others in their mind's eye. We ask why. We wonder with a sigh. We continue to cry. It is not a lie. We have faith that they are nearby. God has them now. It is not goodbye. To let them go, we try. Then they come to us in our dreams to say hi. And that is one of the best times. Oh, my. Let's have some strawberry rhubarb pineapple upside down cake pecan pie. And this one is, in those split seconds of total freedom, we remember eternity. And I just wrote this the other day, and it was just, I don't know where, but it just came to me, and it's kind of neat. It's called Those Big-Hearted Girls. Those big-hearted girls, they are the ones who pained in silence away from others. They kept a smile on and continued to give and give. They were all my mothers. Those big-hearted girls, bright and beautiful, full of love, and some moxie, too. She had a certain flair. It was all theirs. As they continued to smile and laugh, they were all of my sisters. Those big-hearted girls, the ladies, some, I worked with them. We had each other's back. They were special and gifted, influential, and many they uplifted. Some of them are still here. Some have fallen away. They were all amazing. Some were from Pilates. Those big-hearted girls, they work too hard. Some played too hard. Some have died. We have all cried. They are in our hearts, thoughts, and prayers, never forgotten. Some are now upstairs. And this is called Candy Cane Flower. If I were a candy cane flower of red and white, I would send you swirls and twirls of love and light. Merry Christmas, friends and family. I would give you sweet sensations of delicious taste, nothing that is like toothpaste. I would melt and give you a majestic feeling, something special to give you healing, a candy cane of red and white, a special gift from the angels, so heavenly and bright. And this one's a Christmas prayer We spread our wings and share God-given gifts. We are whole. We are worthy. We are loved. There is no goodbye. We walk in freedom and rejoice in it. A new world is awaiting. We are ready to fly. And this is called I Believe in Love. It's an empowerment poem. It's kind of neat that DC was talking all about love, and I just wanted to read this one today. I believe in love. I look forward to love. I am love. Love is still part of me. Love is me. Love is you. Love is us. Allow love to empower your thoughts, your words. Even if you don't always feel it, say it out loud. I believe in love. I look forward to love. I am love. And this is called Show Shoes. Until we step into another's heels, we don't know their dance. Try to be more compassionate to each other. Sometimes there's only one chance. Be easy on each other. Life is going by so fast. No time to lose. The curtains open and close by the wink of our show shoes. And this is called Nothing is Broken. This was by Corrine DeWinter. There is not a thing, person, or incident that can break you. You begin whole and remain whole forever. Even with the damage you've endured, the sorrow and trials, there is no experience that can mar you or take away your perfect soul. And this is called Ancient Wisdom Heart. Her ancient wisdom gave her strength to go forward. Her heart was waiting for new days coming of new life and merriment. And this last one is another Christmas prayer, prayer for Christmas. I see a new life. We are walking into the light. I see us with less strife. We are no longer in a fight. I see us living in freedom. We are walking with clear sight. I see our kingdom come. We are going to be all right. And that's a manifestation prayer for the holidays. And that's that. Mm-hmm. There it is.
They were absolutely amazing, Jan.
Thank you.
Beautiful, really, really. I love them.
Thank you.
And I have the one poem that you mentioned, the word moxie, my father used to always say that. And I never hear anybody saying it. And you mentioned, you know, I feel like, you know, that was my dad, like, you know, just laughing a little, saying, see, someone else uses that word, because I really don't hear anyone say it, you know. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, cool. I'm glad.
Yeah, a lot of synchronicity starting.
Yep.
I was going to say, I love those little angel surprises.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I just posted on
that's
my page.
Amazing.
What's that?
Oh, I couldn't hear you, Liz. Go ahead.
Oh, I said I just posted on my page. Last night I was going through my Christmas decorations and stuff, and I picked up this box, and I couldn't remember what it was. And I opened it up, and it was an ornament that my friend who passed away last January had given me. And it's a beautiful glass ornament, and it has the word joy written on it. And she said because I was such a joy to work with, she had given it to me, and her granddaughter had made it. So every time I see the word joy,
so
I think of her.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh,
how neat.
Thanks for coming to visit. That was so nice. You know, I needed that right
now.
That is beautiful.
So, it's so nice when we get those
really
little,
beautiful.
You know, beautiful memories. So,
for sure.
I pulled a card when Jan started saying her prayer or her poems. I was just drawn to, and I pulled this out of my friend Candace's deck that she made. It's card number 10, and it's start. Start where you are. There is no winner. There is no journey, not a race. Start. So I think that's a good reminder, too, as we head into the new year, that it doesn't matter where you are. Just start one step, you know, one half a step.
Yep.
It's okay.
And that's so true.
That's true.
So,
Thank you. I love that,
a nice
too.
A message to get. Yeah. So, well, are we ready to take some callers, ladies?
Yeah, I think we are, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, I think.
Yeah.
I think so. We've been patiently waiting for
us.
And we've got a few on here, so. Let's see what we can get to tonight. We have such a great time, so I'm ready to fire up the magic.
Me too.
All right, here we go. Area code 562, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I'm looking to move. Do you see me moving anytime soon?
Hi, Yvonne. It's Jan.
Hi, Jan.
First, the very, very first thing, I give animals. That's what I do. And then the ladies will give you the messages mostly. But I see a duck. And I don't know
okay.
if you called before. I don't know if I've given you this before, or I'm not sure if you've called
no.
before. Okay. But the duck is all about, it's water. Ducks are watery, and they're emotional, and do whatever you need to do to find emotional comfort during this time. It's a great time of fertility also. It's a time to have fun and to be silly. It's all about the home, so that's interesting that you did. What did you ask? I'm sorry. What did you ask? The question.
I'm looking to move soon. Am I going to move into a new location soon to move?
Okay. That's interesting because the duck is all about the home. So, and it says, and try to enjoy the company of others and just really try to just have some fun. And maybe they're trying to tell you to just relax a little bit while you're looking to move and enjoy the whole ride. And it'll become easier, and it'll be easier to find a new place to move to. And I'm getting a positive direction towards that move. So I think you're going to have a good time with this.
Okay.
That's what I'm feeling. I'm getting a runway in the air. Like you're running, you're on a runway to this move. So it's going to be all right. You've got a little ways to go, but you're on the right track. You know what I mean?
Mhm.
You're moving towards it. I'm going to hand you right over to DC.
Thank you, Jan. That was absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Okay.
I'm getting like I agree with you, Jan. Like I said, I got a yes for moving, but before I got the yes, I was hearing just breathe. Just breathe,
yeah,
and
good.
Put some positive energy into what you're wanting. Okay? And I was also hearing follow your heart. And I'm getting like interesting. Use your imagination a little bit. Visualize what it is that you're wanting. And Ginger's
okay.
saying, you know, you're taking things a little seriously right now. Don't be so serious. Dream a little bit. Okay? So I also was getting, you've got to relax and you've got to trust. Okay? And, you know, you're going through a different cycle of your life. And, you know, you've got to focus on, you know, where you're putting your energy. Okay? And I'm also getting, you know, just like go with the flow a little bit more. So I do feel that you will move, but I'm getting you need a little bit more balance. You know, be present in the now is what I was getting.
Mm-hmm.
And I also was getting, I was getting a number 14, so I don't know if, you know, something will transpire maybe like on the 14th of the month, okay, like a 14th of a month, but I was getting the number 14, so I don't know if that's going to be significant. I would write it down and just hold on to it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting you've got to let go of the stress, though, that you're holding on to, because when we hold on to the stress, it really does affect us, you know, like worry, any kind of negative thoughts, stress, it's not good for you, okay? So you've got to breathe and you've got to, you know, you've got to let go of all the stress and just try to stay positive, okay? And I am
okay.
seeing like the sun shining down on you. I see the beautiful sun shining down upon you, and I do feel things are working out for you, okay?
Okay.
But you've got to keep, anything that's not positive, you've just got to, you know, get in that positive mindset instead. So I feel good about, you know, I feel good about you moving, but you have to get, like I said, into a little bit more balance is what I'm getting, you know. You might be just worried and you know, and that sort of, like, throws everything off. You know, we opened up the show, and then, you know, we talked about love a little bit. Is there a special someone that you're with?
Not right now, no.
Okay, because I'm seeing little around you, and Ginger's saying, you know, is she ready for that special someone to come? Because I feel like love will be coming to you.
Oh, okay, great.
Well, that was, you know, that was the first thing that I was seeing there. And then I was also seeing an owl for some reason. And I know the owl is saying, you know, you've got to, you know, get everything in order, get your goals in order, and, you know, dream those dreams. I don't know, you know, like Jan sees them, like, you know, in a like a specific way. So I was seeing an owl, and then I see, like, an angel with you. And the angel is saying, just call upon us. We're going to help you with your challenges. Things don't have to be as difficult as you're, you know, allowing them to be, okay? And
okay.
It's really funny because the angel's coming in, and she's saying that she loved Jan's poem, and she's saying angels, you know, they don't have, like, they're not, you know, related specifically to, you know, any religion. You know, all religions, you know, they basically talk about angels, you know? So I do see angels that are coming in to guide you as well, which is really, really beautiful. And I just want to ask Jan, Jan, is there anything that you could say in regard to the owl that was coming in?
Well, the owl a lot of times talks about seeing between the lines of things and making sure that everything's straight up, you know, that there's no deception or no funny business going on. That's what the owl usually likes to look at. And
Amazing. So
you know, you might want to keep that in mind as you're moving and checking out places to live and making sure everything's on the up and up with all the contracts or, you know, with everything in moving and stuff. And the owl also talks about they're the psychic animal where they're very, very psychic and can see the future and stuff like that. So it's a really nice animal to have around you right now. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Jan. That was really beautiful.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Liz?
Yes, I was just actually, I had an epiphany here. A lot of synchronicities again, ladies. So I can't.
Wow.
Can't believe that I'm like, as I was writing something down, DC, the words came out of your mouth. I'm like, you can't even.
And Ginger's singing, you took the words right out of my mouth.
I'm like, this is wild. And then it just kept on going. So, Yvonne,
wow.
This is Liz. And what I pulled two cards for you. The first one is from Kyle Gray's new Raise Your Vibration deck, and it's You Are Not Alone. And the second one is from my friend Candace's Just Pivot deck, and it's card number one, Permission Slip. Be your own permission slip to come out and play. And it's a little girl dancing in a field with the sun shining down on her. As DC was talking about the seeing the sun. So I feel like you feel like you're alone in this situation, and you're hesitant to, you know, kind of take this step. You're nervous because it's something new, something unknown, but you're not alone. And envision what you want. And if you can dream it, you can achieve it. It's available to you. So take some time. And picture what it is you want to have when you move, where you want to go, the kind of life, the place you want to live, the community, you know, all those things. Take some time to envision it and then call it in, you know. The universe will deliver. And, you know, make your own decisions and own them. I feel like a lot of times you are looking for validation from other people, asking, you know, is this the right decision? Is that the right decision? And this is about you saying, you know, taking those that quiet moment, you know, envisioning what you want, and then asking your higher power, asking yourself, you know, is this where I'm supposed to go, and feeling it and listening to what it has to say. Does it feel good or doesn't it? And then you know it's the right decision. You don't need to ask anyone else. So when you make those decisions, you're confident in them and you own them. And no matter the experience, you know, they're not all going to be positive, but the ones that are not positive are they're learning tools for us. So they're all necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't need anyone else's permission. You are your own permission slip. You are the person that decides what you do. So do whatever it is you choose. And don't worry about anyone else's approval. They don't have to understand it. They don't have to think it's okay. They don't have to accept it. If you know and can feel it in your heart, your body, then you know it's the right decision. So,
okay.
And take those chances. When we get a little nervous about something, those are things we're supposed to do. And it is a little scary because it's unknown. But trust that the universe has your back, and it's gonna get you through everything. So I hope that serves you. What I was looking for with the 14th, so, you know, Mercury retrograde is happening at the end of December after Christmas, and Mercury retrograde is always a bad time to sign contracts and enter into contracts and things like that. So I feel like, Mercury retrograde, you want to do your move, I think, before January 14th because it's going to go back into retrograde on the 14th of January. You know, watch things like that. And it was just lined up perfectly with the owl and Jan saying, you know, to make sure you're checking for false things and stuff like that. So very plausible during that time. So I hope that helps you out, Yvonne. And, you know, let us know how you make out. Let us know what you find and where you decide to go.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Have a great night.
Okay.
That was really
wow.
Nice.
Wow, what a first call.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just great.
And you know what? It doesn't matter how long that, you know, we've been away from each other. As soon as we connect, the magic begins.
I know.
Absolutely.
Incredible. I couldn't believe I was writing the word want. I was just finishing that, and you said, envision what you want. And I'm like, that's just what I wrote.
Well, Ginger must have been looking at your paper, and she cheated. That's all I can say.
That's it.
Oh,
that's well. Should we
good enough?
Should we see how the next one goes?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Jan, are you doing well to hang in with us?
Yes, I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, here we go. Area code 519, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
My name's Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. Do you have a question for us?
Is Peg on the call or no?
She has not gotten on yet. Is she coming? Yeah, she's coming a little later. Do you want to wait?
Yeah, that's okay. I wanted a tuning fork healing if she can do one.
Oh, shoot. I'm not in my usual space or I would have a tuning fork. Were you on for the bowl at the beginning of the show?
Yeah, I liked it. Good.
I was going to say, I still have that here, but I'm unfortunately not in my usual space where I would have a tuning fork tonight. But I'd be happy to do the bowl for you if you'd like.
I was kind of, because I had this tuning fork healing years ago, and it solved a problem that had been plaguing me for 30 years. So I'm kind of excited about the tuning fork.
Oh, yeah. No, it's very, they're very, very, yeah, very powerful. I use them in my healing practice as well. If you'd like, Jennifer, we can put you back on hold and wait for Peg to come on.
That would be awesome. Thank you.
Okay. We'll do that.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. All right. I don't blame her. If I was looking for the tuning fork, I'd want to be there. Area code 850, you're live with Angel Answers. Could we have your first name, please? Oh, I thought I picked him up. Sorry. I thought I accidentally hit the button. Now we go. Area code 850, you're live with Angel Answers. Could we have your first name?
Yes, it's Michelle, and I'm calling from Florida.
Oh. Hi, Michelle. Do you have a question for us?
Can I get a mini reading? You know, what's really weird is that you picked up the 14th, and my daughter, they're supposed to induce her on the 14th if she makes it till then.
Oh.
But I just thought that was wild that you had picked up the 14th.
Wow. Wow, that is.
But,
yeah, that is amazing.
So,
gosh.
So
I got to know, lady.
Oh,
you get
to
know about the 14th in regard to the baby?
Do what now?
I heard no. When you asked, will she make it to the 14th, I got no.
Oh, really? Well, that's just next week, but you don't think she'll make it?
Well, I got to know. Okay, but you said, okay, because, wait, let me do it again, because you know what? Liz was talking to the other woman about January 14th, correct, Liz?
She's been trying to have the baby. They've been
putting it off. December 14th, I'm getting, yeah. She'll make it to December 14th. But January 14th, I got to know, because I was thinking about the woman that wanted to move.
Oh. But anyway, I just thought that was pretty wild. So I'm like, is that my angels coming through?
Well, sometimes it is, because the messages we give other people are not always just for them. Sometimes they are for people that are listening, too. So very possible
hear
the message for you as well.
Yep, it's yours as well. And, Michelle, I'm getting, let go of the fear. What is the fear around all of this? Because there's something within you that's holding on to doubt and fear, and just embrace this time. This is a beautiful time, and just, you know, allow yourself to really enjoy each moment, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I'm getting like you're holding on to fear in regard to this beautiful time, and you don't have to. I see so many beautiful angels around, you know, and they're just saying, you know, that your daughter's safe. Everything is fine, you know.
Well, I got some issues going on with my husband, and his friend is coming down. His dad passed away, and his best friend's coming down, and I kind of forbidden him to come to our house because I caught him giving my husband drugs, and we had split up over it a couple of years ago. So this will be the first time that he's visited here, and I had told him I did not want him on my house, period. But I just did it. Made it okay that he could stay in the camper because his dad just passed away yesterday. But part of me is like worried, you know, is he going to bring him any more drugs? But they don't want us together. And so it's very undisturbing that he doesn't want us together. But yet it's his best friend, you know what I mean? So I'm like, how would you feel if somebody was trying to tell you that you don't need to be with that person, you know? And I heard every bit of it, you know, so part of me doesn't want him anywhere near our life because you chose your best friend over me, you know. So it's like, yeah, there's a lot of doubt there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I gave in to let him come because his dad passed away, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm just kidding. You know, you're holding on to so much. I felt like as you were talking, I saw like weights being placed on your shoulders, and the more and more that you talked, the bigger the weight had become. Okay, so I'm getting you just, you know, allow the angels to come in and help you. You know, they're there. And, Jen, I see, you know, I see a beautiful dragon coming in. And this dragon
cool.
is with Michelle and everything. And they're fierce. They're fierce animals, you know. They're an amazing totem animal, you know. So I feel like this is like the energy within you. You have the energy of a dragon, you know.
Huh.
You're very, you know, you have a lot of power within you. Jen, do you know anything about like a dragon totem maybe?
Yes. I just got it here, right here. It says you're emerging into a new phase of life, one where you'll be taking more risks and you can be well protected. Do more of the kind of activities that bring passion into your life. Spend time in meditation and receive those valuable insights and inspiration. You're attracted to the mystical arts. And you practice earth-based spirituality, kind of like shamanic traditions. That's probably why I'm seeing the horse for you too, because I was seeing the horse. But it says that you're a contemporary wizard type of person, evolved.
What does that mean?
And very well, like evolved spiritually, you know, and mature. And, I mean, you have the ability to be evolved spiritually. That is part of the dragon's magic. They're very powerful spiritually. And you're open-minded and accepting of other spiritual paths. But I'm also, what I'm seeing with the horse is the horse is like... doesn't like their freedom interfered with. And I feel like your freedom is getting interfered with right here. Exactly. And I sort of can relate to you in some ways. I had sort of a similar experience a long, long time ago with, I won't go into it, but it's kind of not the same thing, but some of the same feelings I had, you know, that you're having,
yeah.
And it's really disturbing. It's really hard to deal with, and but you get to, and I understand why you would split up. I really do, but I feel like there's this a time where you're now getting to bring yourself all together and be strong, like DC was saying with the dragon. And you get to express this to your husband and let him know this. And it's really nice of you that you're even allowing this fellow to come near you at all. I mean, you're very brave to do that. So give yourself a pat on the back for that. And I think you're doing the right thing putting him in there.
It threatened my relationship, and I knew
absolutely.
I had to leave. I had to leave, otherwise
yeah.
he was not. And he's been clean off of drugs for like 2 years now.
Well, that's really good. Yeah, that's really good. That makes
so
a big difference right there.
Yeah, and this friend is
yeah.
the one that brought the drugs, but he already had a drug problem anyway. But
yeah.
he's been clean
but,
2 years, so that threatens your relationship, you know?
Absolutely. And but I think it's really nice of you that you're willing to give him another chance, you know? And he's gotten off the drugs, which is a big, big thing. And it's a remarkable thing that he's done that. And you're going to put him in a place that's away from you guys, which is going to be safer. And you have enough, I think you have enough stamina and strength in you to be able to handle this. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's what I'm feeling. And I think that's what the dragon is all about here, too. You're fierce enough. You have the strength. And so the horse is saying the same thing. The horse is saying that you know how to travel to other dimensions and other realities, and you're able to withstand a lot of, you know, your highest, let's see, personal freedom is the highest priority. But you will buck at whenever someone is about to stifle you. And I am the same way. That's what I do. I buck as soon as someone tries to take away my freedom, you know what I mean? And
uh-huh.
and I understand it, but you're in a better situation now, and I think you've gained a lot of strength, and I think you're going to be all right through this. I think you're going to make it through it.
I don't even want to see
it. It's going to be okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
so
a
what,
hard thing.
That is a very hard thing. But I think you have the spirituality to handle this and to because otherwise you wouldn't even allow him to come to the house at all. You know what I mean? You wouldn't even allow it in any way, but you are. So that takes a lot of strength, a lot of character, and a lot of spirituality to do that.
Well, my husband found his dad dead yesterday. And, gosh. Yeah. And that's the only reason why I just feel bad for him, you know. It is his best friend, but I didn't allow his best friend to come around my house, you know, because of it, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But you're opening your heart to him now, which because he's had the loss of his father, and so it's really nice of you. And I think he's going to appreciate it. He will appreciate this very much, and so will your husband.
I hope so. Part of me just wanted to leave. And you know what? I'm done.
I'm
just going to leave. just let them, you know, spend their time together and not even see them. Go get a hotel or something. You know, I mean, I'm just
right.
So irritated because I don't want them here, but yet I feel bad for them at the same time.
Right, yeah. Exactly. I think you're going to make it through. I really do. I think you're going to be fine.
Well, I do appreciate you, ladies, and I'm sorry it took up so much time. It just really weighed on my heart.
Well, you're not done yet, Michelle. I didn't give you my reading.
Okay.
this is Liz, and the first card I pulled for you is Healing Fear is a Call for Love. So, you know, fear, I think we can all say we've been in these situations in relationships. So, you know, we feel insecure, right? You said before when he did this, he chose drugs and his friend over you, right? And it hurt. So that's what we feel. We don't want to be picked over, right? We want to be the priority. And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. But we need to be secure in where we stand in our relationship. And a lot of times what we do is we assume that the other person already knows how we're feeling and what we're thinking. And we don't actually communicate it. And then we get angry because they didn't know what we didn't tell them just because they didn't, you know, they didn't just know it. So what I was getting is be direct, be upfront and say, listen, say it to both of them. You know, I didn't want you here. You know the problem we had before. I'm allowing it this time, and if something happens, I'm not going to be happy. I'm not going to stand for it. Be direct, be upfront. Let them know where they stand so there's no question. I agree with Jan. I don't think you're going to be disappointed. You're not. And, you know, when we show love to another person in any way, you know, you feel bad. I think any of us would feel bad. He lost his father, and you know, he has to come deal with things. So, and could it be a worse time of year when money is any tighter, right? So,
right.
Being very generous, and he is going to be appreciative. I think you're going to be very happy. So be upfront and state your boundaries ahead of time. The second card I pulled for you is number 28, and it's conformity. Don't conform. You were never meant to fit in the box. And this card has a white unicorn on it.
All right.
And yeah, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So, you know, so it's not the norm, right, for people to state their boundaries up front all the time. Usually we're very sheepish, right? We, like I said before, we just assume that the other people know what we want and where we stand. So don't conform. Be upfront. Speak your mind. Get it out in the open. Clear the way. I think we have been kind of conditioned to think that it's rude to do that, but honestly, you have so much less problems when you're just upfront about what you expect and what you, you know, how you feel about things. And you end up actually having less problems, I'll say, and less conflict and confrontation. So communication is always the key. You know, we should never be ashamed to tell someone that, you know, they've hurt our feelings or what we like or don't like, because if we don't tell them, how are they? Put it out there, lay your cards on the table, and I agree with Jan and DC, it's going to be okay. But don't allow yourself to bring yourself down, you know, your thoughts and worrying about these things. You know, what we focus on is what we create. So if you're focusing on this happening and it going wrong, you're going to create that situation. So okay. Don't dwell on it. I'm going to state my boundaries up front. It's going to be clear, and everybody's going to know where they stand. So they'll do it right, or they'll not be here. All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Michelle. Have a great weekend, and let us know how everything
have
goes
a blessed,
for you.
Thank you, and you ladies have a blessed one.
You too.
You too.
Thank you.
Take good care.
Wow. Another synchronistic call.
Yeah.
My goodness.
You can't
really
make it
cool.
Up.
That is really cool. My goodness.
Oh. Are we ready to see if we can, we've got another synchronistic call in us?
Yeah.
Yes.
Keep the magic going. Area
definitely.
Code 775, you're live with Angel Answers. Should we have your first name?
Hi, Nancy. My name is Wendy from California.
Hi, Wendy. Do you have a question for us?
I certainly do. After paying $53,000 in premiums over 20 years to a long-term care insurance company, I finally applied recently, and they denied me. I know why. It's because they don't write policies like this anymore, and it's all about money. I have huge support of medical evidence. So I've been looking at attorneys online for about 6 weeks, and I narrowed it down to Eddie and Doug. And Eddie is a civil lawyer. It's hard work to get to that distinction. Only 5% of attorneys get there. He treats me respectfully. And the other attorney, I had called around the 1st of December, and I was very specific that I wanted to speak to the attorney named Doug. But now today it was revealed to me, because they called the office back, there was some manipulation, and the paralegal that I got instead arranged a conversation with somebody kind of new and very nice man. But anyway, I did sign up with Eddie. Is this meant to be, or would I have better results with the other attorney?
So, Wendy, this is Jan. I'm just going to give you what I'm seeing, the mountain lion, the cougar animal.
Right.
And I'm not sure if you called us before.
I have.
Okay. And let's see. So these attorneys are going to help you with the same
matter. You are correct.
The same matter. Okay. So they've told you no once already now, right?
Well, the insurance company didn't me. The attorneys, they both wanted to represent me, but if I had not been manipulated on December 1st, I might have contracted with Doug, the other attorney. So I was manipulated by a paralegal, and but I chose well. Eddie is top, and he's right on everything. He's very knowledgeable. So will I have excellent results from Eddie? Will I prevail? Will I get my benefits? Or will it be like a settlement that I get? And how quickly will that happen?
You know, I had heard that you were going to, that eventually you're going to get your benefits. That's what I had heard.
Uh-huh.
So didn't I tell you, did I say that? Or maybe I didn't. I don't know, but I...
That sounds familiar, Jan. It does familiar.
It does familiar. I think if it's not going to be this time, you're going to, one of these lawyers, I'm not sure who, but I feel like one of them is going to help you get your benefits or get something.
Well, I contracted with Eddie, so I am bound contractually. But he is a top-notch attorney and he treats me nice. So
yeah,
I'm okay.
Just
made me feel...
Then stay with Eddie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel that way, DC, that she should stay with Eddie or Liz or whoever?
Yeah,
whoever
I feel that way, Jan, but I feel like she's got to... She's holding on to stress. She's holding on to fear.
Okay.
She's got to be a little bit more grounded because this can affect the outcome, slow things down. You know?
Okay.
I do feel that, you know, that she's in good hands. I really do. But she's got to maintain a positive attitude and just try to stay at peace. Okay? I do feel like, you know, what you're feeling and everything is... You know, it is a lot. You've got to just relax. And, you know, you've spoken nothing but good words about, you know, Eddie. I would just, you know, just breathe and just allow. I see Archangel Metatron coming in, and he's here to clean your chakras because I feel like you have such stagnant energy in the chakras as well. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to basically trust. I'm getting you've got to trust. Okay, and I feel like, you know, what I'm getting to, like, beautiful new beginnings are coming to you. I see the sun shining upon you. And, you know, you've had challenges, but I keep hearing, please relax and please trust. Okay?
Okay.
I'm hearing the word success, but you know, the way we see things, you don't want your emotions. I feel like it's almost like bombarding, you know, the outcome a little bit, okay? I think that, you know, all of this is making you feel, like, really tired and exhausted. You've got to know that, you know, the angels are with you as well. Archangel Metatron has his beautiful, magical Merkaba cube, and he's saying if you give him permission, he wants to dispel the negative energy you're holding on to. Are you up for that?
Yes. What was the name of the angel?
Archangel Metatron.
Okay.
He has a magical, like a magical cube called the Merkaba cube.
Okay.
And this is sort of going to allow the energy to flow, you know, the way it should flow through you to raise your vibration. Okay. And I feel like he's going to come in too and give you some like little downloads to help you to really feel confident. Okay. As well, he's coming in and he's, you know, he's clearing everything, getting your chakras spinning in the right direction. The energy is clearing. He's activating your crown chakra so that you too can, you know, as well, receive the divine communication from the angels that you're needing. Okay?
Yes.
So I would ask him to come in regularly. Ask Archangel Metatron to come in and to connect with you. Okay, and I feel like he, you know, he came and he really wants to help you, but you've got to, like I said, please, you know, trust that all truly is well. I do feel like, you know, all is well, and it's just you know, you have to stay grounded and you've got to believe and allow, like, the good to come your way, because I'm getting, you know, you're going to be rewarded for, you know, staying calm and staying in this peaceful state, hon. I don't feel like there's nothing to worry about. And the angels are saying, beloved, you've been worrying, seriously worrying, for far too long. Please, you know, worry no longer. It does not serve you. And it's a time to just allow and, you know, allow what it is that you're wanting. Take time off from worry. start to enjoy yourself a little bit, and you're going to see that solutions to your issues will come about, okay? So I am getting, you know, don't
Thank
worry
you.
Too much.
I will do that. And so how quickly will this be resolved? In a few months or 6 months, or what do you see?
I went
will
into
I get
the original,
or is it just getting my benefits approved?
Okay, I mean, I looked into the, like I said, the original question, and I get everything is resolving, all is well. You know, you're going to be rewarded for, you know, for you just, you know, having faith. I'll turn you over to see if the other ladies have the answers to that. Like I said, I just looked into the original question, hon.
All right,
ladies.
Yeah, and Wendy, I saw the cougar. So the cougar was sitting there with her head up, and she was enjoying the breeze, and she was under a tree, and she was feeling good and relaxing. And the cougar talks about you're being called to provide leadership to your family, friends, community, and the world as a whole. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
There's a need for you to be very decisive right now and stay strong, clear, and assertive, and move forward with faith and courage. So that goes along with what DC is saying. Keep your eyes on the goal, and you're often called to take a position of leadership. That leadership is always in this message here very strongly.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a take charge kind of person. So just stay with that. That sounds good. But also, like DC says, just try to relax too. You know, just really try to relax in all of this and not worry so much. Because I see the cougar relaxing under the tree and all is well. That's how it feels to me. And I know you didn't get it this first time, but I feel like you're still going to get it somewhere along the line. I don't,
mm-hmm.
oh gosh, I don't know how long it might take, 6 months at least. It feels like mm-hmm. it's a while to me.
Yeah. Well,
I'm sorry
I do appreciate that. And
yeah,
I've had a friend named Rosie. She's 100 miles away. We have talked almost every
uh-huh.
day, at least an hour or more. And then on the 27th, she said she was going out to lunch with an ex-boyfriend, and I celebrated. I said, oh, how fun. Good for you. Call me later. And
uh-huh.
she never called me. And then I texted her, and I said, are you okay? And then she said she was fine. And she said, wishing you the very best, and we'll just leave things the way they are. And I thought, my God. It sounds to me like she's canceled our friendship. And then by accident, 3 days ago,
mm-hmm.
apparently she
yeah.
called me and left a message. And I called her and I said, I don't know what your message is. It's static. And she said via text that it was by accident. And her phone was in her pocket. So
okay,
is my friendship over with Rosie? Is she going to ever call me? Are we going to resume our friendship?
Well, I felt like you were going to resume your friendship also with Rosie eventually, but I really felt like it, you know, you have to like give her some space. That was the feeling. I feel like she wants some space and she wasn't able to discuss it with you. What went on? Something went on with she and whatever was going on in that situation that she couldn't discuss.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she just couldn't discuss it right now, but I think eventually she's going to come back to you. I don't think this relationship is over by any means. I really don't. But I think she just wants some space because I feel like she just can't talk about whatever went on in that situation right now. She has to hold back kind of a protection or something. You know what I mean? I don't know. Something went on and she can't talk about it right now.
Wow.
But I would just give her the space that she needs, and the best thing to do is to send her prayers. Just send her prayers, light a candle, and send her some heart. Send her prayers to her heart, like speak to her heart and say, I hope you're okay, and I wish you well, and I don't want anything to be wrong with our friendship, and I'm sending you love, and whenever you're ready to come back to me, I'll be here. Take your time. You know what I mean? Just give her a lot of compassion, a lot of love, and she'll feel it. And that it really does work. I mean, when you do that, it really, it's real. Those thoughts are actual. They really do go there. They go right to that person. Yeah,
I finally sent her a text message after she accidentally called me, and I just said, can you just explain what in the world happened? Are you canceling our friendship? And that's all I said.
And did she say anything back?
No.
No, yeah. Well, I don't think she is, and I hope you don't have to say, don't say that to her, you know. Just say, the next time, if you want to ever send her something again, just say, I hope everything is okay, and I wish you well, and I send you a lot of love, and anytime you want to talk to me, I'll be very happy to talk to you, and whenever that is, there's no pressure, and I love you. You know what I mean? That's what I would do.
Okay.
Just,
all right.
I know it's hard, because I know she's hurt your feelings terribly, and you just want to go like, what's wrong? What's happening? But I think in this case, for some reason, she's just like, she's closed herself up a little bit. So the best, you know, I would just give her a lot of love and compassion and just space, and give her a thing where she knows that she feels safe to come back. You know what I mean? Don't give her like, what? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I do. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. All right. And so
Liz
has more. Yeah.
Yep. Hi. Let me give you my message. When you asked about Eddie, I pulled the card and it said, you are safe here. So
right.
I think he is your best choice. I feel that very, very, very much so. And as far as the situation, the card I pulled was number 13, release. One cannot move forward if they are carrying the woes of yesterday. So as DC said, you know, trust, know that everything's going to work out okay. Don't dwell and focus on the situation so much. I would, you know, just repeat to yourself each day, Wendy, every time you're thinking about it, just say, everything's working out for my best and highest good. Everything's going to work out for my best and highest good. And don't dwell on it. Because when we fixate on the problem and try to, you know, worry about what the outcome is going to be, we kind of slow down the process. So when we just believe that it's going to happen the way that it's supposed to and everything's going to be fine, just keep telling ourselves everything's going to be fine. Every time we get a little nervous, just go, everything's going to be fine. I know it's going to be fine. It is going to be fine. But, you know, these things don't go fast. So I agree with Jan. It's not going to be super speedy, but you are going to get results. I would agree with the her six-month time window, because I pulled a second card, and it was number 17, treasure. Don't be so focused on wanting more that you overlook the treasure laid out before you. But both the cards, number 13 and 17, both show a very summery-looking time, or spring, you know, or nicer weather for sure. So I'm thinking the same thing as Jan, right around 6 months. And, you know.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Remind yourself that everything's going to be okay. And be present in these moments. You know, don't miss the little gifts that you're getting each and every day because you're focused on something else. You know, make sure you know what's going on each day, where you are, and enjoy those things. And be appreciative. You know, thank the universe for bringing them into your life, because when we show gratitude, we kind of speed up the manifestation process, which will, you know, help you to get your settlement faster. Excuse me.
Okay.
And,
thank you.
And your friend, I remember you calling before and asking about her, and I agree. It's definitely something with her. I feel like she feels very judged by people. That's something that has afflicted her most of her life. When she feels she's being judged, she kind of shuts down. So I agree with Jan. You know, when you are concerned about her, just send her a little, you know, thinking of you, hope all's well, miss you, and just leave it at that. You know, make it a welcoming vibe that she wants to reach out to when she wants, you know, when she's comforted with herself. But right now she's withdrawing, I think, because she feels very judged. So, you know, again, nothing to do with you. It's her own thing. But send her love, because that's what she needs right now.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. And give us a call and let us know how everything goes for you.
Thank you. Very nice of you.
Yes, we really want. I want to find out how it all goes, Wendy. Please let us know, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Hopefully good news for everything.
Yeah. Have a great evening. Well, we have the beautiful Peg with us. Hi, Peg.
All right.
Hello. I'm here.
Hi, Peg.
Hi. How's it going?
Good. Do you have an angel message you want to share with us, or are you just ready to go right on call?
I can share an angel message. Hold on. Let me just get my
Not to
Kindle
put you
up.
On the spot.
Oh, no.
So we thought we'd give
okay.
you the opportunity.
I think it's a pretty good one today. I checked it out, so I've just got to wait for the – yes. Oh, jeez. Let me go to my phone. Taking its sweet time today. Because I have it on Kindle on the phone, too. Let's see. Okay.
I just ordered your book today, Peg.
Oh, did you? Oh, cool.
I did.
Very cool. I have copies too. So, but yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Peg,
no,
I have to say, I had shared Peg's book with my grandsons like a while back, and they immediately connected with angels. It was just amazing. Mm-hmm. I had given
That's
another
cool.
copy to a friend and to give to her grandchildren, and they, too, connected with angels.
Wow.
Wow.
That's great.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, the book is beautiful, and, you know, the little ones, they, you know, they read the messages with their parents, and they just started to really, it was amazing. Like, they had such an interest in, they too were just connecting, and I was just so excited. So your book is amazing.
Thank you. Okay, I got it. Yeah, it's kids are really interested in angels. I know I had talked to a group of kids in a CCD program, like from first grade to actually high school through high school, and they had so many wonderful questions. It was amazing. It was so much fun. So today is December 7th, and let me see. Well, I don't know. This is an appropriate one, but I'll read it anyways. If the choice you make leads to danger, ask your higher power, God, and your angels to help you back to safety. I guess it is, yeah. It may not be the route you want to be on, but it is where you need to be at this time. Thank your angels and God for helping you see the danger that lurked ahead and bringing you to a safer path. Many paths can be difficult, but there is a difference between difficulty and danger. Be grateful that the path you were put back on is the right road, even with its difficult times. Be assured that God and your angels know the right road for you. Patience is called for, and trust is paramount in this journey called life. Has there been a time, and then the journal exercises, has there been a time in your life when God and your angels guided you from danger onto the safer road? Think about it and journal about it. So that's the message today.
That's nice.
You know, I think we've all had times like that, you know, and sometimes we just can't make the choice. We need to maybe go to our angels or go to someone higher. So,
yeah.
Absolutely.
So, So, and you can find the book
on
Amazon.
Peg.
You're welcome. And it's also
where, Peg? Where?
Pardon me?
Where do you find the book?
Oh, you can find, well, you can actually order it, like, through Barnes & Noble, I think, and also through Amazon.
Okay.
And, I was going to say Create Space, but there is no Create Space anymore, so it's now part of Amazon. So,
I'll find it. I'll share the link in our group, Jan, because I just ordered it, so I'll find it in my Amazon cart.
Actually, I can send you the link. I can put it in the chat.
Okay.
Because I have it.
Oh, that's nice.
I have it. Yeah.
Thank you.
I was going to say. You're welcome.
Thank you, Peg. So, Peg, we have a caller that has been waiting for you to come on because she wanted to have you do the tuning fork for her. So,
all right. I'm going to have to go get my tuning fork. Hold on.
All right.
Hold on.
Okay, no problem. Poor Peg. We didn't tell her she'd have to work out tonight on the show.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, it's funny how our angels work. I was going to say, I've been using two of those books that you read for each day of the year. One is Journey of the Heart by Melody Beattie. And the other one is Simple Abundance, I don't remember the author. But they're fantastic. I read them in the morning while I eat my breakfast. And, you know, the one little passage, and it just kind of gives you something to reflect on in the morning and be mindful and say, yeah, right, like, this is what's important, or, you know, this is where to shift your focus or to think about. So I think
And then, too,
wonderful.
You know what, is what I find, like, I like to, you know, read a daily message, but maybe during the day something else comes up. And what I do is I just, you know, put my finger in the book, and whatever page my finger goes on, it usually really,
yes.
There's like a synchronicity. There's another message that you needed to hear, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep, I agree. I've done that too with I've a few books that I keep around to do that with. So, yeah, it's there's all kinds of ways to get a message when you need one.
There really
is.
Ready, you know,
definitely. So, I have some angel tuners here, and so
Let's pick Jennifer back up. Let us get Jennifer on the line first, Ted.
And what is an angel tuner?
Well, they're different frequencies, and it helps to bring the angels in.
Oh, okay. That sounds amazing.
Yep. And so there's, they're hertz frequencies, and they're higher than the chakras. Tuning fork, and I can play those too. I mean, I'll like do a scale or something, but basically the chakra tuning forks work with each. There's one for each chakra, and it works with like the meaning of the chakra. So it helps to clear. Any debris that might be there, and it helps to balance your chakras, and it helps you to feel more relaxed, less stressed, and your chakras are balanced. So it's pretty amazing, and I've had really good results, or people have had good results with them, you know, in helping them to feel more balanced, and it can help to take away a little bit of pain if you're feeling it, because you're clearing the energy around the area. So I'll just do the angel ones, and then I'll do the like the scale for the chakras, because it's the solfeggio scale, which is do, re, mi, you know, enough. So these are the angel ones. And I don't know how the sound's going to be, but we can try it. That's another one. And then there's another one here. So I'm just kind of like swirling it around and kind of asking the angels to just kind of be around the woman that has asked, and for all of us too.
Let's oh, nice.
Her up. We'll bring Jen on the line.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, Jennifer.
I'm just the
Hi.
Other one. So I'm going to put those in my hand, and I'll just like play the scale a few times, and you can listen to that. Oh, there's one more. Okay. All right, so... all right, so here I go. So when I do a session, I work on each chakra, and eventually each chakra becomes balanced. And it's pretty cool. You feel like a different person afterwards. Mm-hmm. Probably just like with sound healing with bowls too, because they're different tones too. But it's just a different sound and maybe frequency too. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, definitely it's a different frequency. I use sound forks in my Reiki practice as well. I incorporated them in the last year, and I agree. It's so incredible the way it works, because you can feel the shift in the energy in the room when you use them on a client.
Exactly. And they're finding
you
that
know,
in many ways sound healing is more effective for healing body, mind, and spirit than other, you know, it's becoming more acceptable, and people are beginning to understand it more as to how it really does, you know, as to how it can help you. Because a lot of the things that we're experiencing is just energy. And so, like you said, so when we clear it, there is a change. And the more that you experience the session, you know, it kind of builds up over time. And pretty amazing what can happen, you know, as you're going for it, you know. And I also have body tuners, and those I've just taken the class for. I haven't completed it, but it works on your body, you know, and so it's pretty cool.
I was going to say the tuning forks are a little harder to hear over the radio, but, you know, even though some of them we didn't get a clear sound, you still receive the effect because the vibration still comes through either way.
Yeah.
So that's a cool thing to realize. And that's what's fascinating about sound, I think, is that even deaf people can heal from sound, because it's a frequency, it's a wave, it's a vibration.
Yeah.
It's not just the noise. So I think it's so fascinating.
Yeah, and you know, and when you receive it through an intention that you have, you know, that keeps it more focused, as far as, you know, whatever outcome you would like to have, you know. So pretty cool. So it's also more like the client is directing, you know, what they want for healing and clearing, you know, and we're just kind of helping them to integrate all that.
Yeah, I think it puts them more in tune with where they don't feel good, because they can, with the sound, it doesn't feel, you know, the sound is uncomfortable sounding when they, when they're out of alignment somewhere, so they don't want it to be uncomfortable. They're going to eventually succumb to being comfortable.
Yeah.
And that's where the shift occurs.
Definitely.
So. They're really facilitating their own healing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was trying to say, I think. But it didn't come out that way. But yeah.
There we go. Yeah. We got it figured out.
Yeah. So that's exactly what it is, you know. And I know when I experience it, I feel so much better, you know. So I know that it works big time. And I know my mother had a really bad tooth one time, and I did a session with her with the chakra one. And, I mean, she couldn't bite down. She had to get it fixed. But I did a session with her, and she was able to bite down a lot more than what she could before. So, you know, it was just energy being cleared.
Wow.
And there's meanings, like, for each, you know, of the areas, too. And in phase two, you do, like, affirmations that can help the person clear whatever it is that needs to be cleared. So, pretty cool.
That is
cool.
It's incredible. It's a...
Yeah.
It's the rabbit hole of science that I could study for hours on end.
Me too. And I just, I've been listening to, there was a sound healing summit that I listened to a couple of months ago, and it was just like, oh my God, this is amazing. So, I'm glad I got into it.
Oh, me too. I think it's just, it's phenomenal. So, Jennifer, how do you feel after Peg tuning forked you?
I think the higher pitched ones, I don't know if those were the angel ones, but it seemed to bring a little bit of balance to both sides of me.
Wow. That's great.
Nice.
Yeah, the angel ones were the higher ones, definitely.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, we have some time, Jennifer. Do you have a question, or would you like a reading while you're on?
Yeah, reading would be great. I don't really have any particular questions.
All right.
Well,
let's see what we...
Jennifer, shall I go ahead?
Yes, you shall.
Yes. Okay. Jennifer, it's Jen, and I had seen the moose for you when you first came on, so I just wrote that down, and that's kind of an unusual animal. I don't see the moose too often, but I did for you, so I'm kind of excited to hear to know what they're saying, what the description is. So hold on a minute, but let me see, what else did I write down here for you? Oh yeah. I was seeing a lot of teepees for you. I don't know if you've had any, if you're related to any of that, to the Indian, or feel any of the Indian spirit, but you had teepees. That's for sure. so anyway, the moose was, you can feel proud of your recent accomplishment and share enthusiastically with others, not to be boastful or competitive, but for the simple joy of sharing. And it's important to encourage others with their dreams and visions by supporting their triumphs. You have strength and ability to endure emotionally turbulent periods also. Others look to you for direction and inspiration and guidance. So that's neat. It's a animal of leadership. And you can be very patient, and you have the ability to teach younger ones new skills. You have strong intuition and psychic sensitivity. You're discerning about what you say and to whomever you say it to. And you have strong bonds with your family and community. So that's what the moose says. And when I was seeing the teepees, what the feeling I was getting for you on the teepees was ancestral origin, you know, like ancestors, like spirituality coming from your ancestors and guidance from your ancestors. So there must be some kind of Indian messages, you know, or type of Indian messages coming for you.
My grandfather My grandfather did go to the reserve quite often.
Your grandfather what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
He would go to the reserves quite often and lived with...
Oh, he would?
Yeah, and he lived with an indigenous family up in northern Canada. And the moose is on the opposite side of the quarter in Canada.
Oh, you're kidding.
Nope.
Oh, my goodness. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, there's reasons why we see these things. They're we never know why we see, you know, why they come through, but there's reasons for it. Isn't that interesting? Well, good. All right then.
Thank you.
That was beautiful.
You're welcome. Thank you, DC.
Yeah, that was beautiful. And Jennifer, this is DC. When Jan started to speak, I was hearing corn maiden, and corn is, you know, a symbol of sustenance, and it's, you know, it's really important as a symbol of many of the tribes. So I did feel like, you know, that you did have like a great connection to the, you know, Native American culture there, you know, and corn is like it's sacred, is what I was getting, and it's symbolic. Like I said, it's a symbol of sustenance. So I feel like at times maybe when you're not clearly like seeing things or you need a little bit of, you know, help. Do you like to eat corn?
Well, it's funny. I used to sell corn at the side of the road when I lived in Alberta. That was my job.
Wow.
Oh, gosh.
Well, I would, like I said, if you like corn, I feel like it helps you to have, like, clearer thoughts, and it will bring you, like, the knowledge as well that you're seeking.
Mm-hmm.
So I really feel like, you know, this was, like, totally amazing, you know. I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies as well, and I'm blown away by all of this, Jan. This is so cool.
Me too. I am too.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
Yeah, it truly is. Okay, so we'll turn it over to, we have Peg and we have Liz to see what they have to add.
Are you ready, Peg?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm ready. Hi, Jennifer.
Okay. Hi, Peg.
I opened up the Energy Oracle card deck, and the first card, I mean, it practically walked out and said, read me, because it was the first one that I had seen. And it's called Door to Personal Healing and Happiness, New Beginnings in Your Personal Life. This card is a harbinger of positive change. The beautiful light-filled door opens onto a lush, rainbow-lit spring filled with vibrant lotus flowers. Whether you're working on some inner healing, such as breaking addiction, or looking to make some external changes, such as finding a new place to live, this card signals that your life is opening up and new opportunities are about to appear. The changes you've been working on are ready to blossom with wonderful results. So make sure you see your personal intentions through with continued action and optimistic expectations. So it sounds like they're talking about, you know, for you to set the intention for what you want for your own healing. And I feel like they're saying that once you do that, you know, once you do the work for yourself, that, and maybe you're doing it already, but to be also helping others in some sort of healing too. And they're, I also feel like they're encouraging you to listen to Hertz frequency music that you can really find on YouTube. And that kind of helps with relaxation and stress and whatever else. But it also helps with, like, you know, different intentions that you may have. So you can go to YouTube and you can find that. But they're also encouraging you, and I'm not saying from me, but to maybe look into more of sound healing for yourself too, besides just listening to the Hertz music. So I hope that helps.
That helps me a lot. Thank you, Peg. And it's funny because the very first time I listened to the Hertz and sound music or meditations was yesterday. I put it up,
pulled
it up on YouTube. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, and I just want to tell you that the image that I see, it's like looking through doors and there's like a pond of lotus flowers with, I think, almost like a dove maybe, and there's like a rainbow in the sky with the sun kind of to the left of it and blue skies above that. So yeah, I just wanted to tell you about that too.
Oh,
and thank you for asking about the sound, the Tony Forks.
Perfect. No, that was beautiful. I'm so interested in them.
Nice.
Thanks.
Hi, Jennifer. This is Liz, and I have a great message for you. I was shuffling the Kyle Gray Raise Your Vibration deck, and four cards like jumped out, and they're all related to your solar plexus. I'm not sure if you know where that is, but that is right above your belly button, and just, I say, in your stomach, and it's the center for your self-confidence, your self-worth, your personal power, your self-esteem, all those things that most of us struggle with. So I'll read you the messages on them. They say, I trust the wisdom within. I call back my power. I trust in my gifts. And let your inner fire warm you, not burn you. So, you know, I feel that you have some intuitive nature to you. And you know what you want in life, but you tend to hesitate and second guess yourself. And this is saying to start embracing, you know, start owning and embracing your choices and being powerful and both feet in them when you make them, you know, just say, yes, this is what I'm doing. And it doesn't matter if it's right or wrong. You made the decision and you'll get what you need from it. So
right.
Nothing is ever a wasted choice. So, and don't be afraid of the things you have. I agree with the leadership of the moose, because this is saying you're almost a little hesitant to maybe take a stance on something you want to do, or to take charge of a situation because you have a little, you know, self-doubt. But this is, the moose is telling you, no, you're able to do it. You are a leader. People are going to listen to you. They're going to follow. They're going to want to be doing what you're doing because you're good at leading. So don't feel self-conscious about it. Just do it. You know, and don't worry when you make mistakes. We all make mistakes.
Yep.
Go ahead.
That's how we learn.
Yes. And it's funny because this let your inner fire warm you but not burn you. It is kind of like a pencil-y type drawing, but it's supposed to be like a sun. But the things around the outside for the sun rays almost look like little pieces of corn. So it's funny that DC said that. I'll post it on the Sacred Embers page. And the corn, too, I agree with DC. It's sacred, right? It's one of the three sisters that they plant in the Native Americans. When they planted, they would plant corn, squash, and beans, right, all together. And they're the three sisters that they harvest every year.
Yeah.
And they were very sacred and important to them. So, you know, corn is, I think it's about that, you know, realizing your sacredness and your purpose and your importance in the world and in your space where you are, because you are a vital part of it. You're a vital part of that energy, and you're necessary. And then I pulled the card for you from my friend Candace's deck, Just Pivot, and it's number 3, freedom. Free yourself from what is holding you back. So just, again, another confirmation to, you know, go ahead and take the step. Do those things that scare you, that make you a little nervous. We're meant to do those. They're calling us. But the number 3, when I relate to that, is the balance of mind, body, and soul, right? And mm-hmm. by you calling and wanting to hear the tuning forks, that's exactly what you're doing. So I think that's so so synchronistic yet again for this show this evening of, you know, how everything lines right up. And I love YouTube for frequency healing. I also I recommend everyone this app, Insight Timer. They have thousands and thousands of free meditations on there. And the Hertz frequencies, my son got me for my birthday, like the earmuff headbands you get in the wintertime, but this has headphones in it. And so I put it on at night when I go to bed and play the frequency. I love it, you know, because there's frequency for everything. Allergies, back pain, anything. So, again, I'm sure that Peg and I could probably do a whole show just talking about sound because it's so amazing. And if you're interested, I definitely encourage you to check into it. Because it's such a powerful tool, powerful and fascinating. So
yes, definitely, I agree.
Thank you.
So I hope those messages help you, Jennifer. And we appreciate you calling in.
Thank you very much.
And you're welcome. We hope to hear from you again soon. Okay.
Will do. Thanks. Bless you.
Thank you, Jennifer.
God bless. Have a great night. Oh, wow. How cool.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
That was everything about that was
very cool.
Everything, every message was just, it fit her so well. Unbelievable.
Yeah. It was.
Everything.
Yeah. And they all went together.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all went
like layers.
All together.
I keep thinking layers, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's so
neat. It's like post this card. It almost looks like the corn. It's so crazy.
It's crazy. That's fascinating, too.
What a great evening. What a great show, ladies. This has been phenomenal. DC, you and I haven't been on the air together, I don't think, in a couple months. So it was nice to hear your voice again.
Yeah.
Oh, yours as well. And just to hear everyone was amazing.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
We are we're definitely getting into that time of year where things get chaotic and crazy. So it's nice to have a little bit of time to connect and relax and be with you ladies. And I know next week we will have Adriana and Mary back. And I plan to I don't plan to be here. Darn it. It's my meeting night. So I will not be here next week.
Well, I'm glad we caught you this week. That's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Nice to be with everyone. And glad Peg jumped on. It was so nice to hear her knowledge about sound.
Yeah,
that was amazing.
I was glad to share what I know.
How cool. And Dan, your poems were amazing as ever. Each week they always are. So. And I love to read them in the morning when I get up.
I'm so glad. Thank you.
I have my little cluster of people that I do all their things in the morning. They get my day going. So that's what I like to do. So, well, ladies, it was a fabulous evening. It was wonderful to be with you. But I think we're done for this evening. So,
all right.
So truly beautiful.
It was always mind blowing how just lined up we all are.
Yeah,
it really is.
And it's
miraculous
energy. Like as soon as we start connecting, the energy is just like bouncing. My goodness, you know.
Yeah. I know, you didn't have any weird appliances going off, DC, or lights flashing.
No,
things happen.
We've got to just cool it. But I grabbed some water, and I put some cucumbers in it and some lemon. And I had to have, like, water, because when we start connecting, like, I get, like, so thirsty, you know? So... putting the cucumbers and the lemon in it, it was wonderful. I felt like I had an extra burst of energy as well.
Yeah, I always go on ravenously hungry when we get off the air.
So fast. Do you feel that as well? You get like really thirsty while we're connecting with everyone?
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, and it's important to hydrate it, you know, because drinking the water is actually, you're clearing your own chakras as well, you know, I went through 3 or 4 glasses of water. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm always so hungry after we're done a show. I'm like, I got to make something to eat. Time to eat, you know, because it's
too.
So late. But I can't. I'm like, I got to eat. I'm starving. Like, like I ran a marathon.
Yes. That's what it feels. Goodness. Well, I thank
Angel
you so much, Liz, for hosting too. This was absolutely amazing. And I look forward to connecting with everyone next week, but then the week after to connect with, you again. And we'll have, it's going to be like a big party, if it's like.
I know. I can't wait.
Because we do have a couple weeks, I hope, right? We have a couple weeks here before the holiday.
Yes. We do. Okay. Let's see. What do we got?
With everyone.
Two more shows.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
And then it'll be here.
I can't believe it.
This year has gone
to the year. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
So reflect on what you've done with this year, everyone, and celebrate your accomplishments, big or small. They all matter.
Definitely.
Oh.
Yep.
Beautiful.
For sure.
All right. Good evening, ladies, and love you all. God bless you, and we'll
love you
see
too.
You back on here soon.
So, Liz. And
okay. Thank you, Liz.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone. Bye.